have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Welcome aboard. I will be your captain. You'll be my scallywags. I don't know what that means, but you will be them. And here's how we play.
Thank you for your attention and welcome aboard.
Let's go.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me along with Barry the Boater, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information and just share thoughts on my latest adventure on the other side of the world. I actually come to you from the future. You know, I was 48 hours ago, I was in New Zealand in the future, Barry.
And so you were day in the future,
but
you've gone back to the past.
Yes, I went back in time.
So then you must know the lotto numbers for yesterday.
Yes, I got them. And I didn't write them down correctly because I'm doing the show today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is what it is.
And you didn't get me a video of the toilet flushing backwards. I'm very unhappy.
I know. That was your one request that I promptly filed in.
It cost nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Here's the problem. It wasn't a lack of trying because I did look. And, you know, they've modified all their toilets in Australia and New Zealand. Unless you go to a really ancient public restroom, they're all those jet blast things that don't kind of rotate counterclockwise anymore.
So they're the ones that'll suck the hairs off of your...
Yeah, my group kept asking me, why do you keep going to the restroom and checking out the toilets? I'm like, well
you tried.
I have digestive issues? No, I just need to film a video for Barry, can't find the proper toilet.
Well, they say the water does go in clockwise.
Yeah. Whatever.
What about if you drained a sink, you would have done the same thing.
Now you tell me. Sink. I could have done it in the sink.
Oh, you didn't think about that?
No, yeah. I didn't. I didn't bother. I was focused on other things. Basically, you know, just taking my mind off of having
you
to work with Barry.
You said you were on a boat or a ship?
I was on a celebrity cruise ship in New Zealand for 2 weeks. And then we took the cruise ship from Sydney, Australia. And then it went across the waterway to New Zealand, and then we went around New Zealand for a couple of weeks on the cruise ship. So you
stayed on the ship and went to different ports around New Zealand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
on the map, it doesn't look like they're very far apart. So
they're a good haul. I mean,
really?
I mean, I forget how many hundred miles, a few hundred miles at least. I mean, it took a day or two or 3 sea days. I think to start to get to the coast of New Zealand from Australia on the cruise ship.
Oh.
So, you know, it's not like they're right next to each other, but you
Must
know,
be
Australia,
an old steam paddle wheeler.
Well,
then, right?
Australia, and New Zealand. I mean, the people that live on those different islands or land masses, you know, that's their number one vacation hub. So the people in New Zealand go to Australia, Australia's folks
go
to New Zealand. And, you know, they have a lot of similarities. They talk funny. Good eye, mate. Yeah, and I will say the Australians in particular, I found very entertaining. And you know, and just in a broad brush stereotype type of thing to kind of make a statement that's probably inappropriate and politically incorrect, which is kind of what I do.
Yeah,
I would say to me, the New Zealand people were super nice. But the Australian people, there's a little extra edge to them. It's almost like Southern hospitality. In Australia, they have a little bit of kind of a redneckish kind of, and I mean that in a positive way, believe it or not.
Well, they talk about the outback all the time and going out in there and exploring and
they're a little bit more.
Every animal out there is there to kill you. They say all the animals out here will kill you.
Yeah, they're a little bit more outgoing, I think. I just you know, okay. And I know that's it depends on. Who you run into. All the people in New Zealand were awesome, too. Don't get me wrong. But there's something else about the folks in Australia. It just makes it a little bit more entertaining with the people that I've come across on my travels. And they just have a little bit more of a, like I said, it's almost like going to the South and meeting some friendly Southern hospitality folks. Like, hey, come on down. Have some fun with us.
Have a beer and have some shrimp on the
barbie. Hey, you know, come on over here, mate. I'll show you a good drink right here. And, you know, but it was great. And, you know, as far as what they have, it's interesting. You mentioned Australia. They got so many things that can kill you. Not to mention all, you know, the sharks and, you know, they, I mean, we went to a beach where you couldn't swim unless you stayed inside this netted, swimming area that they created on the beach. It was a beautiful beach, but it was closed to swimming because of the box jellyfish and great whites.
Yeah. The box jellyfish I hear about are really poisonous, really little. And I mean, dang.
Well, great whites, bull sharks, whatever, they got them all, but they literally, you know, there's signs all over, don't, no swimming. Oh, and not to mention the saltwater crocs. That was the one I didn't expect to see at the beach.
We have those here. You know that.
Not the same.
Down in Key Largo.
They're not the same.
No,
totally
they're not
different.
As big.
Oh, they are massive in Australia.
Massive. Yeah.
But, you know, being in Florida, we're not used to seeing, you know, signs, no swimming because of the saltwater crocs, sharks, and jellyfish. So they set up these netted areas, that are not huge, but, you know, they block it off with a big net and, create the swimming area. So it's, you know, it's kind of interesting. And then you go to New Zealand and they got none of this. I mean, there's like nothing, you know, even the spiders and snakes are non-poisonous. They, you know, you can walk through the deep woods in New Zealand and your bare feet.
You think maybe it was built by Disney.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, it's very odd dynamic because, you know, when you walk through, you know, some of the rainforest areas in both countries, they kind of look a little similar. They share some of the same fauna and stuff, especially when you get into the rainforest areas of each continent. But yeah, Australia has, I mean, you can't walk through the woods or the rainforest without the plants attacking you because they're poisonous. I mean, crazy how much stuff they have, and New Zealand's exactly the opposite. So I don't know how that came to be in that sense, but it is what it is. Maybe that explains why the Aussies seem a little bit more jovial, because they have to laugh this stuff off to distract them from all the stuff that's trying to kill them every day. But as far as boating goes, you know, we were on several vessels on our travels for both. I did some like river cruise type things in Australia down through the waterways of, let's see, where were we? Was it Cairns?
Like a jungle cruise type thing?
No, it's like, you know, they got a river that goes right through the main town. It might have been Melbourne, actually. Melbourne, they kind of call it. But, you know, a lot of the cities will have a waterway that goes right through the middle of the town, and they'll have those, you know, city tours you can hop on, and they'll give you the whole tour and how the city came to be.
Like a boat taxi.
Yeah.
But it's.
Well, it's a nice little river cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tell you about the local, life and cityscape. Really, really nice, relaxing tour type of stuff in Australia.
I've known two yacht captains from Australia. They were both clients of mine. And apparently yachting, you know, they create a lot of boat or yacht captains over in Australia. Boating's a very big thing down there.
Oh, yeah. They were all over the place. And, they don't, you want to be on a boat. You don't want to be in the water. I mean.
It'll kill you.
The saltwater crocs. We'll talk about that a little bit and then get into New Zealand cruising next on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.